This morning, the Pope held Mass in Holguín for thousands. Yesterday, he met with both Cuban President Raúl Castro and his brother, the former President Fidel, in the capital, Havana. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Cuba. And Carrie, you know, Cuba is a communist country. It was declared atheist in 1959, so people might be confused about the Pope's reception. What is Cuba's relationship to Catholics?
It has been a historically tense and difficult one. It wasn't until after Pope John Paul II made his trip here to Cuba in 1998 that they reinstated Christmas as a national holiday. So it's been difficult for the Catholics here in Cuba. Things are much better now. The relationship is better, but there still is tension. It's a very small community, although many people do identify themselves as Catholic, just how many are practicing as a fluctuating number. But, you know, out in his masses, people come to see the Pope, as I'm sure they will in the United States, because he's more than a religious figure. This Pope particularly, he has taken on an incredibly large political role here in Cuba. And even the non-religious people that we met, or people that were obligated to come to the public events, say they wanted to see this Pope and they wanted to thank him and send him greetings for all the work that he did in bringing the United States and Cuba together. He brokered those talks between the United States and Cuba that have led to this historic warming of relations that we have now.
It's fascinating. I read a little detail that Che Guevara's daughter, I believe, was invited to go meet the Pope and said that it would be hypocritical of her to do so because of the way that the church had been treated in Cuba prior to recent times. But people are trying to decipher his words. I know dissidents were disappointed that he didn't speak more about their concerns of human rights abuses yesterday in Havana. What are the words people are hanging on?
I think all of his words, everybody's hanging on and trying to decipher what he's saying and interpret what they want. And I think that it's quite interesting. He did speak as soon as he landed in Havana on Saturday night. He quoted John Paul II on his words here when he said, you know, open your doors to the country and let people into Cuba and open Cuba to the world. He greeted the president very warmly, Raúl Castro, there. And then he said, and please send my greetings to your brother Fidel. Then he actually met with Fidel Castro yesterday here. But then he also had a little line where he said, and I want to say hi to all the Cubans that I cannot meet with. And that was clearly a call out to dissidents. So you have to read between the lines, and there's a lot of lines to read during this visit.
Well, and so what do you think the impact is? What does he leave in his wake as he moves through? Are people going to more openly start attending church? Are people having conversion moments? You know, what's the impact?
That's hard to say. We'll have to wait and see. But he has motivated a lot of people, religious and not religious people. And, you know, he had private talks with Raúl Castro yesterday. We don't know what they said. Neither the Vatican nor the government has come out and said. So I think there will be more, and that those effects will also depend on what he says in the United States, too, and what he tells the U.S. president and the U.S. Congress. There is a lot of expectations that he will actually call for an end of the U.S. blockade against Cuba here, so economic embargo. So we'll just have to wait and see. But he has had a lot of big crowds here and a lot of followings, both religious and non-religious people, and it's been a good trip so far.
And just very, very briefly, Carrie, what do the non-religious people see in the Pope? You say that they're, you know, his words appeal to them. What do they see in this Pope?
Well, like I said, that a lot of people that are obligated to come out. You do see a lot of people that have that were bussed in, and they are given food and they're given caps and they have little ID tags and number tags. And we talked to a lot of them, too. And whether they wanted to come or not, pretty much universally, people are giving thanks to this Pope. He is not disappointing Cubans at all here.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Cuba. Thank you.
You're welcome.